We welcome each and every one of you to Grace Bible Church this morning. We're glad that you are here. In our call to worship today, we're in Ecclesiastes chapter 10. And I want to read just one verse of Scripture from verse 11. We read, "Surely the serpent will bite without enchantment, and a babbler is no better." Now, you know, the book of Ecclesiastes in many ways has gotten a bum rap. I do not agree with those that say, well, you know, when you read the book of Ecclesiastes, you have to be really careful and you really shouldn't put a lot of weight into it. But I want to tell you something. It is full of truth. It is full of truth. God would not have included it for us if it didn't have benefit for us. And here is a simple proverb that relates to us the power of this right here. The power of the tongue. The power of the mouth. It says here that I don't have to go and teach a snake how to bite. That idea without enchantment means without instructing it, without teaching it. Snakes know how to bite. I'm not a real fan of snakes. There are some people that it doesn't bother them, but I'm not a real fan of snakes. And so I always deal with a snake with caution. I remember a few years ago, I took my young people in my history class over to Malbus, and we went on the Five Rivers Delta, and they were teaching us about snakes and how to identify a poisonous snake and a non-poisonous snake. And he said, you have to look them in the eye to tell whether they have a round eye. If they have a round eye, they're non-poisonous. If they have the little, and I said, who is going to look a snake in the face? I had to raise my hand. Who is going to look? I'm going to be running the other way. All right? A snake bites, as far as I'm concerned. I'm not going to reach down and pet it. I'm not going to try to pick it up. I'm going to leave it alone because snakes bite. That's their nature. Now, how about us? What's our nature? Our nature is to let this thing loose. To say things that just pop into our minds. We say things and they can hurt. And they can be harmful. God is included. By the way, this begins a whole series of verses in this passage. We don't have time to look at them. Having to do with controlling the mouth. The words of a wise man are health. In other words, they're a benefit. They're gracious. They're good. But the lips of a fool are not so. The idea and the truth that we have this morning is that we have to set a watch on this little member. It's just one. We've got two ears, two eyes, one mouth. But the ears don't do a lot of damage. Eyes don't do a lot of damage, but boy, this sure does. And may God help us as we sing. Are we singing with grace in our hearts to the Lord? That's how we're supposed to. When we speak to each other, are we speaking with grace in our hearts as we speak to each other? The Lord has given us this wonderful proverb to encourage us to make sure that we use our speech to honor Him.